One of the most important things, of course, that came out is the election date of May 8th, Vugani. What do you make of that? Is that seen as an early date? There was quite a raucous in Parliament when the President made that announcement.
No, actually, I don't think it's a particularly early date, Karima, because if you remember, President Cyril Ramaphosa came into power last year around this time, and there was a lot of talk around that time that he would go for a relatively early election date before the end of 2018 or very, very early after the turn of the year. He has kept to the normal calendar, which is usually around May and June of the year. That gives this parliament, the fifth parliament, at least a bit of time to finish some of its work. There's a lot of legislation, some of which he referred to in his speech, that needs to be carried through before to be promulgated and finished. Particularly legislation that has to do with the economy and economic growth. So there is time. There's about 3 months to go for that legislation to happen. There's also time for the opposition parties to actually grapple with his own legacy and record, even if it's only a year, his record in office, and have something to campaign on.
Now, what was interesting is before we actually got the physical speech, when he started speaking about what we can do for our country and the kind of deals with the issues, I said to you, a bit of Roosevelt, a bit of Kennedy. And then, of course, the president quotes his speech and closes with Roosevelt. Roosevelt was a president that needed to get America out of a depression. And, of course, the state got involved in massive projects that people are still actually using today. Do you think that President Ramaphosa is borrowing from that tradition and saying that we must all kind of roll up our sleeves and work together?
He actually borrows from both the Roosevelts, because if you actually check the quotes that he quoted from extensively, it isn't President Franklin Roosevelt that he quotes, it's Theodore Roosevelt, the first Roosevelt. Now, Theodore Roosevelt has a very interesting legacy in American politics and American history. He is the president who actually took on and brought in America's first antitrust legislation. He took on the conglomerates and the monopolies and broke up American monopolies and distinguished himself as a person who stood for the little people. And so that is the tradition that he's drawing from. And of course, in his entire campaign for the presidency of the ANC, he drew upon the legacy of Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he spoke of the idea of a New Deal, and even this notion of a new dawn for South Africa draws on FD Roosevelt. So he's a very Rooseveltian kind of a president. He's taken a Rooseveltian kind of stance.
But of course, what interests me is that the reason why he does that is the particular circumstances that he finds himself in, the objective conditions, as we put it. What I also find very interesting is the focus on education and, of course, also getting us ready for the fourth industrial revolution. He spoke about putting together a task team that will be operating in his office. How important is this, given the fact that we do so poorly, on education, if you look at the way we compare with other countries on things like math and science? How important is the work of this commission to get South Africa globally competitive?
Look, probably with the stuff that he spoke about on the economy and what he's looking to do to turn around the economy and to turn around state-owned enterprises, the most important part of that speech is what he says on education, is what he says on skills. Because as he said, South Africa faces a moment of a great sea change. Not just South Africa, the entire globe. But it's particularly important for us because we're not at the forefront of those changes.
Yeah, so we'll have to leap over certain stages.
We have to leapfrog in order to get ourselves where we need to be. the fourth industrial revolution is here. Whatever you call it the fourth industrial revolution, call it society 4.0 or 2.0 or whatever it is here. It requires certain skill sets. It requires a rethink of education. It requires a rethink of how we organize our companies, our industries, our entire society, our laws. And so the Presidential Commission on the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which hasn't even been appointed, by the way. I mean, that process, that's one of the things that actually need to happen between now and the election on May 8th.
And of course, other thing that interests me is the fact that it looks like the president is effectively bringing back the scorpions. He's giving Shamila Batoy a team of people that can go after people without fear or favor. There must be a lot of people in the African National Congress that is fearing the commission, or rather the crack team that is going to be working with Shamila Batoy.
That was actually the thought that occurred to me when he was making this announcement, that actually... The great irony is that this is not new. This is something that we actually had before. We've had a team that works, that combines prosecutorial work with investigative work. It was called the Scorpions.
Yes.
It sat in the NPA. It reported to the NDPP. And it was made up of FBI-style investigators.
Yes.
Who could take cases from forensic investigation right through to prosecution. And he is bringing that back. But he's not bringing it back in the broader sense that the Scorpions were. He's bringing it back specifically to pursue corruption and state capture.
And what is, of course, interesting is the fact that also he is making sure that people are not going to be able to get away with a whole lot of stuff. He's, in fact, getting the idea that people are able to get themselves organized in a particular way. He's certainly not afraid of... going after individuals. I mean, he spoke about, for example, the complete overhaul of the entire intelligence system. That is a massive, massive thing. And of course, that is where President Zuma is said to be the strongest. And he's essentially just coming out. Okay, Vugani, we're waiting for Minister Sisulu to come to us. I'm going to be speaking with her. Hi, good evening, Minister Sisulu. Thank you so much for joining us. Your reactions to the speech. One of the things that struck me is that it's almost as if President Ramaphosa has brought the scorpions back. He's given Shamila Batoy a crack team to actually go after people with corruption. What is your reaction to that?
This was part of the legislation. It is part and parcel of the raft of legislation which helps us deal with corruption. And I'm glad that it has come into fruition now. You will remember how hard I fought around the issue of corruption.
Yes.
And there was nobody out there. It was a very cold morning and very cold night. But right now, we are all seized with the issue about corruption, about just what its effects are when it is when it is untrammeled. And the greater power is given to those people who are dealing with corruption, the better it is for the society.
Absolutely.
Lack of action has led us to where we are now. It's a very sad society that we are in.
Now, as a former intelligence minister, you must, of course, have also picked up the fact that the president is reorganizing the entire intelligence community, bringing back NICOC, for example.
Yes.
How significant is that, particularly given the fact that some of our intelligence agencies have sometimes been compromised in the fact that they've taken political party roles. They've rallied behind individuals.
Yes.
President Zuma said to have that as his base, as his stronghold. What does the reorganization actually mean, Minister?
Well, for me, it would not be worth anything unless we retrain the intelligence agencies. Because it is precisely lack of education around the craft of intelligence that has led to the sort of state that we have now. I'm glad we've gone back to what we have. It worked, and I don't know why it is that we changed it. But I would like to have heard the president insisting that there must be compulsory retraining of all intelligence agencies so that we don't get to the point that we were at in a few years.
And of course, the fourth industrial revolution was the big issue.
Yes.
He is putting a team of people together. We've got to leapfrog because we are behind in a great way.
We are behind, but the advantage of being behind is that our systems will be attuned to where we are. Very often you find that technology ages very quickly and, you know, states are settled with old technology. Yeah. We will have the advantage of crafting.
So we can ride the crest.
We can ride the crest.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you very much. That was, of course, Minister Sisulu, Minister of International Relations. She was speaking to me there about some of the key issues that she picked up for us in the speech of Cyril Ramaphosa. We are about to get ready to interview Ms. DeLille. She is, of course, the leader of the New Good Party. Vugani, it was interesting that Minister Sisulu wasn't in fact affected when I said that effectively the scorpions are back. I mean, that was a resolution at Bulukwani in 2017 that was taken, and she welcomed it. She said it's long overdue.
Well, yeah, a lot of people inside the ANC were disturbed by the resolutions that were taken at Polokwane in 2007 to effectively disband that unit and denude the state of the capacity to roll back, investigate and prosecute corruption. So with the return of that capacity, there's a few people who should be worried, but there'll also be a few people who rejoice.
Absolutely. Thank you. That is Vugani, political analyst. We will turn to the 9 o'clock news now, Eyewitness News, to Ayanda.